Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into Quantum OS.
Quantum OS.
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
I have.
So this is an AI platform that claims it can like revolutionize how small businesses operate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a bunch of their marketing materials.
Okay.
And like a really in-depth explainer text.
Okay.
So we're going to try to like figure this out and see if this is like the real deal.
Right.
Can AI really handle everything?
Right.
From getting you new customers to like balancing your books.
Yeah, that's a big claim.
I mean, it's a pretty big claim.
It is.
So I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, let's dive in.
This seems like a pretty intriguing premise.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're not just talking about automating a few tasks. Like, you know, we've seen other platforms that can like schedule your appointments or maybe send out some marketing emails. This is like they're aiming to manage practically every aspect of your business.
Yeah, it's like a whole virtual team, they're saying.
Exactly.
And one of the things that really blew my mind is they have this AI co-CEO named Allie.
Allie, yeah.
Allie. She's like the brains of the operation, supposedly.
Right. And they're really pushing that like front and center in their marketing.
Mm.
And they keep using this phrase that she operates with, common sense.
Common sense.
Which I think is, you know, for anyone who's sort of like in the tech world, that's actually a very carefully chosen phrase.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know what they're talking about is a very sophisticated algorithm that's designed to mimic human decision making.
So not really common sense like we think of it.
No, not in the traditional sense.
But still, an AI making decisions for my business.
It's a big leap of faith.
It's kind of freaky.
Yeah, I get that. Handing over the reins, even partially to an algorithm, can be a little unnerving.
Yeah.
But one of the things that Quantum OS really stresses is that you, the business owner, you're still in control. Allie is more like this super-powered assistant, taking care of all the grunt work, providing insights, but you're the one calling the shots.
So they're saying you're not totally like losing control.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Good.
But let's like take a step back for a second.
Sure.
What exactly is Quantum OS? Like, how does it actually work?
So at its core, it's an all-in-one platform.
Okay.
They're using a combination of AI and, interestingly, a team of human experts.
Okay.
To handle a lot of those really essential but sometimes tedious business functions that, you know, we all have to deal with as business owners.
Like what kind of things are we talking about?
So think lead generation.
Okay, yeah.
Appointment setting. Social media.
Ugh, social media.
Accounting.
Oh, the dreaded accounting.
Even things like customer follow-up.
Right.
And even compliance paperwork. They're trying to automate it all.
So there's basically like having a whole virtual team.
That's exactly the appeal they're going for. Just simplifying the chaos of running a small business.
It's like they're reading my mind. I'm always juggling a million different things.
And that's their tagline. Work smarter, not harder.
I love that.
Which I think really resonates with anyone who's ever felt overwhelmed, which is probably all of us.
Definitely me.
Yeah.
But okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. How does this actually benefit me?
Yeah.
A small business owner? Like, what are some tangible ways this can actually help me?
Well, one of their biggest selling points is lead generation.
Okay.
Imagine this. Quantum OS is running targeted ads across multiple platforms, Facebook, Google, Instagram, all the places where your customers are.
And they're just doing this automatically.
Yeah, and here's the kicker. They don't charge you extra for it.
Wait, hold on. Free advertising. How is that possible?
I know, right? It's pretty unheard of.
I'm already intrigued. Tell me more.
So you're not wasting money on ads that reach people who aren't even interested.
Mm-hmm.
It's precision targeting.
I like it.
And that's where, remember Allie, our AI co-CEO, she steps in.
Right.
To qualify those leads.
Oh, interesting. So she's like figuring out who's serious and who's not.
Exactly. Sifting through the noise, identifying those serious prospects, saving you a ton of time and effort.
Okay, that's huge. No more chasing down dead-end leads.
Exactly.
That alone would be worth it.
Right. And they're flexible with their pricing model.
Okay, how so?
You can choose to pay per qualified lead.
Oh, interesting. So like only pay when they deliver results.
Exactly. Or if you're feeling really confident, you can opt for a commission-based structure.
So you only pay when Quantum OS actually helps you close a deal.
You got it.
I like that. Take some of the risk out of it.
Exactly.
But okay, what about all the other stuff that like keeps me up at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, scheduling, client communication, all those little administrative tasks that just eat up my time.
They've got you covered there too.
Okay.
Allie can actually handle appointment scheduling directly with your clients.
Really? No more back and forth email.
No more back and forth. No more phone tag.
No more missed calls.
She handles it all.
Wow.
Plus, she takes care of all the reminders, the confirmations, both for you and your clients.
So I can finally say goodbye to the endless cycle of are we still on for tomorrow messages.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And I know you might be thinking, wait, I like having that personal touch with my clients.
Yeah, sometimes it's important to have that human connection.
Absolutely. And QuantumOS understands that.
Oh, yeah.
You can still step in and handle certain interactions manually.
Oh.
It's all about choice. It's all about control.
I like that. So it's not like this all or nothing thing.
Right. It's about finding what works best for you and your business.
Okay, I'm seeing the appeal here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also kind of a data nerd.
Oh, me too.
So tell me more about how this AI is gathering information. Like, how detailed does it get?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
QuantumOS pulls in a surprising amount of data about your potential clients.
Like what?
Location data, home equity.
Whoa.
Even lifestyle data.
Hold on. Lifestyle data? Like, what kind of stuff are we talking about?
They're not getting into the specifics in these materials, but they're talking about building these comprehensive customer profiles to help you tailor your bids and proposals.
Okay, that's next level intel.
It is. And think about it. Imagine having that kind of insight going into a negotiation.
Yeah, it'd be like having a secret weapon. But, you know, all this data collection is kind of raising a few eyebrows for me.
Understandably so.
What about privacy concerns?
It's a valid point. It's something we should definitely be thinking about.
Right.
QuantumOS assures users that they comply with all the relevant privacy regulations and data security standards.
Okay, that's good to hear.
They're very emphatic that the data is used solely to improve the platform's performance and help you win more business.
So they're saying it's all above board.
That's their claim.
Okay. Right. But back to the practical side of things. You mentioned earlier they have these different service tiers.
They do.
Can you break those down for us? Like, what are the options?
Well, so they've got four main phases. Yes. Each one offers a different level of service and automation.
Right.
Phase one is their entry-level option.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses primarily on lead generation.
Okay.
The cost is going to depend on whether you choose a per lead or a commission-based model.
So that's for someone who's just kind of dipping their toes in the AI waters.
Right. Just wants help finding those new customers.
Got it. And then what's next?
Then we move to phase two.
Okay.
They call it advanced services.
Advanced services.
This is where you really start to see the power of what QuantumOS can do.
Okay, I'm listening.
So for $997 per month.
Okay.
Plus a 15% commission on the work generated through the platform, you get automated accountant, fully managed social media ads, a dedicated social media team handling your content, and even call solutions for both inbound and outbound communication.
Wow, that's a serious step up.
Yeah.
They're basically taking over a huge chunk of the daily operations.
Right.
What about phase three?
Phase three is where things get really wild.
Okay, lay it on me.
It's called full business automation.
Full business automation.
For $1,997 a month, plus a 15-20% commission, they're essentially aiming to automate your entire business end to end.
So basically, I just show up and do the actual work?
Pretty much.
And they handle everything else?
They handle everything but making the product or delivering the service.
My mind is blown.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
There's a phase four.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really, really interesting.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. What's phase four?
Phase four is their partnership model.
Partnership model.
And get this, QuantumOS actually becomes a 50-50 partner in your business.
Wait, hold on. A 50-50 partner. That's a massive commitment.
Yeah.
What does that even look like in practice?
So it means they're not just providing software and services.
Right.
They're actually investing in your growth. They'll help finance things like vehicles, equipment, infrastructure upgrades, even additional marketing.
Wow.
To help you scale up faster than you ever could on your own?
That's a game changer. It's almost like having a venture capitalist on board.
Yeah.
But with the added bonus of their AI and automation expertise.
It's a great way to put it. It's a high-risk, high-reward proposition.
Yeah.
They're betting on your success.
Right.
And if you succeed, they share in the profits.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. This is way more than just a software platform.
It is.
It's like a whole new way of thinking about running a business.
Exactly. And it's about leveraging AI and human expertise
Yeah.
to create a system that actually works for you,
Right.
not against you.
Not against you.
But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities,
yeah.
let's ground this in reality a little bit.
Yep.
Do they actually have any real-world examples of how this works for small businesses?
That's a great question. Because I'd love to see how this plays out in a real-life scenario.
They do. They highlight a case study of a window cleaning business
Okay.
that used Quantum OS to streamline their operations and boost their profits.
All right, let's take a closer look at that. Let's see how this AI magic works in practice.
So imagine you're that window cleaning business owner. You know, you're probably spending a lot of time driving around, giving estimates, dealing with scheduling headaches.
Oh, tell me about it. It feels like half my day is wasted on stuff that doesn't actually involve, like, cleaning windows.
Exactly. But with Quantum OS, things start to look a little different. First, Allie takes the reins on lead generation. She's running those targeted ads, reaching homeowners who are actually looking for window cleaning services in their area.
So I'm not wasting money on ads that reach people who aren't even interested.
That's right. It's all about precision targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone does express interest, Allie steps in to gather all the necessary information.
Okay.
Photos of the windows, location details, maybe even a video walkthrough if needed. She's like your virtual assistant, handling all that initial communication and data collection.
That would free up so much of my time. No more playing phone tag or like chasing down details.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing this is where like my control freak tendencies might kick in.
Uh-huh.
What if Allie misses something crucial? Or the client has a special request that like really needs a human touch.
Well, that's where the beauty of the system comes in. You're not completely hands-off.
Okay.
Allie gathers the information, sure.
Right.
But then she generates a preliminary estimate for the job, and you get to review it.
Okay.
You can adjust the pricing, add notes, make sure it aligns with your expertise and the client's needs. You're still the expert. You're the one with the final say.
Okay. That makes me feel a lot better. So it's more of a collaboration.
Right.
Not a complete takeover.
Exactly.
But what about the actual bidding process? I usually like to meet with clients face-to-face, get a feel for their personality, you know, build that rapport.
Totally understandable. And Quantum OS recognizes that some clients might prefer that personal touch. But for those who are comfortable with a more streamlined approach,
mm-hmm.
Allie can handle the entire negotiation process.
Oh.
Presenting the estimate, answering questions, even closing the deal.
Oh, really?
And the best part? She uses all that data she's gathered to give you an edge in those negotiations. Remember how she can predict a client's budget range based on their lifestyle data?
Uh-huh.
That kind of insight can be invaluable.
It's like having a mind-reading super salesperson on your team.
Huh.
But even if Allie closes the deal, I still have to handle the invoicing, the payment processing, the follow-up. It never ends.
Nope. Quantum OS takes care of all that too. They handle billing, they collect payments securely, and they even generate those all-important follow-up messages prompting clients to leave reviews.
Hold on, review generation too. That's like my least favorite part of the whole process.
It's a pain point for a lot of small business owners.
Yeah.
And Quantum OS has automated that entire process. They send out those gentle nudges, encouraging clients to share their positive experiences on Google, Yelp, social media, wherever it matters most for your business.
So I can finally kiss those awkward... Would you mind leaving a review? Conversations, goodbye.
Exactly.
So it sounds almost too good to be true.
It does sound pretty amazing. And remember that window cleaning case study we mentioned?
Yeah.
They actually break down the financials to show how this can actually boost your bottom line.
Okay, let's talk numbers. I'm all about maximizing those profits.
All right. So let's say you land that $1,000 window cleaning job.
Okay, a nice juicy job.
After deducting your material costs, let's say $250, you're left with $750 for labor.
Okay, makes sense.
Assuming a 50% net profit margin, that means your labor cost is $375, leaving you with a net profit of $375.
So far, so good. This is how I normally break down my costs.
Yeah.
But where does Quantum OS fit into this equation?
Well, their commission is 15% of your labor cost, which in this case would be about $56.
$56. That's it.
Yep.
Considering they handle everything from finding the client to securing that 5-star review, that seems like a steal.
It's a pretty compelling proposition.
It is.
And remember, this is just one example. The specific costs and commission rates will vary depending on the service tier you choose and the nature of your business.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've seen how Quantum OS can handle the day-to-day grind, but what about the bigger picture? This whole AI takeover thing has got me thinking, are we losing something by automating everything?
It's a great question, and it's something we should definitely explore. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of efficiency and optimization,
Yeah.
but we can't forget about the human element of running a business.
You know, for me, there's a certain satisfaction that comes with like building something from the ground up. You know, like knowing you've poured your heart and soul into every aspect of your business.
Yeah, I totally get that. And for a lot of small business owners, you know, those personal interactions with clients, they're what make it all worthwhile. It's
Yeah.
about building those relationships,
Right.
not just transactions.
It's like there's a human connection there that's hard to replicate with an algorithm,
Yeah,
no matter how sophisticated. And what about creativity? You know, isn't there a risk that we become too reliant on AI to like make decisions for us and then we lose that like spark of innovation that comes from thinking outside the
Those
box?
are all valid concerns, and I think the key here is to find that balance,
Yeah.
between leveraging AI's strengths,
Right.
its efficiency, its data crunching abilities, while still preserving our own unique human qualities.
Like our empathy,
Empathy, our
our
intuition,
gut feelings.
our ability to adapt and innovate.
So it's not about AI taking over completely. It's about using it as a tool
A tool.
to enhance our own capabilities.
Yeah, exactly. Think of it as a partnership.
Yeah.
We bring our human strengths to the table, and AI brings its computational power.
And
And
together,
together we
we can achieve
deploy.
things that neither of us could do alone.
That's a great way to frame it. It's not humans versus machines.
Right.
It's humans and machines working together to create something better.
Absolutely. And I think that's where Quantum OS, at least from what they're presenting, seems to get it right. They're not saying automate every single thing. They're giving you the tools, the flexibility, the control to decide how much automation you're comfortable with.
So they're empowering small business owners to make informed choices,
Yes.
which I think is crucial.
Absolutely.
But there's another aspect of this whole AI revolution that's been on my mind.
Okay.
What about the impact on society as a whole? If we automate so many jobs, what happens to the people who are displaced?
That's the million-dollar question. It's a critical question.
And it's one we need to be addressing like yesterday.
Yeah.
The truth is some jobs will inevitably be automated.
Right.
That's just the reality. But that doesn't mean that the future is bleak. It just means we need to adapt.
Adapt.
We need to retrain. We need to find new ways to contribute.
It's about reimagining the workforce, creating new opportunities, making sure that everyone has the skills and the support they need to thrive in this like evolving landscape.
It's not just the responsibility of governments or big corporations.
Right.
It's on all of us, right?
Yeah.
To embrace lifelong learning, to
Yeah.
be adaptable, to support each other as we navigate all these changes.
Yeah, it's about fostering a culture of like collaboration and innovation, where we see AI not as this threat, but as an opportunity to
Opportunity.
create a more equitable and fulfilling future for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And I think that's a powerful message to leave our listeners with today. As you're considering the possibilities of Quantum OS or any other AI-powered platform, remember, technology is just a tool.
It is.
It's up to us to decide how we use it, what values we embed in it, and what kind of future we want to create with it.
So, listeners, we encourage you to really think deeply about these questions.
Yeah.
How can you harness the power of AI whilst being true to your own values and your own vision? How can you use these tools to create a better future for yourself, for your business, and for your community?
The future is not predetermined.
It's something we shape
We shape it.
together.
That's a thought-provoking note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Quantum OS and the future of small business. We hope you gained some valuable insights and like a fresh perspective on the evolving relationship between humans and technology.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper.